Graham, that was a solid a job as you've come to expect now from your team, wasn't it?
Yeah, strong from 1-7. Everybody chipped in with important points. You know, we had a strategy coming here tonight because we realised, you know, the two spearheads of Cradley really do take some stopping round here. So what the plan was, you know, in the races that their big two hitters were in, make sure we got three holes. And then in the races that they wasn't in, make sure we picked up heat advantages. You know, and it worked that way.
Yeah, I mean, there was some quite canny riding on a couple of occasions to do exactly that. Or Tom Perry on a couple of occasions dropped back and made sure of the 3-3, which was quite smart.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't a case of just saying to me, riders, go out there and try and win a race. It was strategic and tactical, you know, meetings or races that we had out there. And as you say, the instructions that was given them, they rode sensibly. And was it reassuring from Birmingham's point of view, and in fact from British Speedway's point of view, you got young riders, you know, Jack Parkinson, he rode so sensibly, he's 15, first full season in the sport, and generally with 15-year-olds, they're just full throttle, hang on, but, you know, I said, look, Jack, if you're in a particular race and you're second, don't worry about winning it, make sure we get the 3-3s, and as I say, they did it to the letter.
Yeah, well, it cost you a fortune in bonus points, that boy. But his performance all the way through was very steady. But his overtake of Chessel in the end, we saw Chessel fall afterwards, turned out to be, that was the crucial moment in the end.
It was. And, you know, as I'm sure Chessel would say, there was Jack Parkinson, there was nowhere near him. Oh, no. You know, there was never any problem with that. No. And again, you know, the lad shows such maturity for his age. And, you know, he's going to go on to bigger and better things in this sport. Of that, there's absolutely no doubt.
And you're looking, I mean, clearly you've stripped, I think it's to 12 points now over Kent, who've just beaten Bellevue very narrowly tonight. But you've got a number of winnable meetings to come. You're pretty much there now, aren't you?
Well,
I won't get you to agree,
yeah,
but I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's realistic now that we're in them playoffs. And, you know, like I said previously, the running that we've got is the sort that I would be able to choose. But the one thing I would say, with the playoffs, at the end of the season, I want to finish top of the league so as everybody will look and say, irrespective of the playoffs, Birmingham are the best team in the league. And I think when you've done, I think it's 24 matches, 23 wins and one loss, and that was the last heat decider, I think that proves we're a good team.
You made your point there. Last thing about this, you were very well supported here away from home tonight, and no doubt those fans and plenty more will be there to watch you again on Buxton on Wednesday. A lot of these folks didn't have a Speedway team to cheer 10 years ago.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I've got to say, in Heat 2, when our two riders missed the gate, and they went on to a 5-1 going out the first, I've never heard such a big roar. And it does help the riders, you know, and I've got to, you know, thank all the fans paying their hard cash, hard-earned cash to come and support the lads. But I think they've really got a good team to support this year.